Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
In the first 300 movie, heroic Spartans gave their lives to slow down a Persian invasion. But fans of bloody 5th century BC warfare can watch the rest of the story in 300, Rise of an Empire.
It begins as a whisper, a promise. The lightest of breezes dances above the death cries of 300 men.
That's Lena Headey as widow of the Spartan hero Leonidas, who this time teams with Athenian hero Themistocles, well played by Sullivan Stapleton, to confront the evil Persian emperor Xerxes, played inappropriately over-the-top style by Rodrigo Santoro.
Nothing will stop the march of my empire.
There will be death and destruction.
Yes, there will be.
Well, of course there will be, and this movie features even more gore and guts than the first film, using the same artful combination of live action and animation. There's also a brand new element, a sexy commander in the Persian Navy, unforgettably played by Eva Green, who, believe it or not, is based on a historic figure, Artemisia, who played a key role in the decisive sea battle of this war. The oceans of blood and the graphic dismemberment and decapitation definitely merit an R rating, as does a bizarre and brutal sex scene between two mortal enemies. There's no restraint or nuance in 300 Rise of an Empire, but all those who enjoyed the first film may find all the gaudy, gory excess provide similar satisfactions. 3 stars for the brutal but beautifully crafted 300 Rise of an Empire.